On April 21st, the Hudson City Council passed a resolution to create a regional SWAT team. Many of the council members cited the financial benefits. Council member Nick Haddad.
Just as an observation that municipal survivability going forward is going to rely on shared services. Pros or cons about whether or not we need a SWAT team or we don't. But this is an important step because it does ramp down what we're spending.
Police Chief Edward Moore emphasized safety concerns.
Hey, we need some tactical training and equipment to not only ensure the safety of the officers, but the person we're arresting and innocent people nearby.
Savings and safety might sound like an easy sell, but concerned members of the public pack City Hall, spilling into a crowded hallway outside the chambers. Kaya Weidman.
I am concerned about the use of SWAT teams in general for cases of drug offenses or drug raids, when that is not an actual, there's not a direct threat being posed to the community, and mistakes can happen, and people can be surprised by people busting down their doors, and inadvertently creating more violence in a community that is seeing less violence than it's ever seen.
I think properly managed and deployed with proper oversight, this is a thing meant not as an aggressive army unit, but something to execute warrants, make arrests, and counter a threat in the safest way possible.
It does open you up to be qualified for grants to get things like armored tanks. And
I have no interest in that.
Would you be willing to have some kind of community oversight and accountability in the process to ensure that it's really just training and not...
I'm accountable to this council. And I don't know that you want to write down and stipulate everything you can and cannot do, because I don't think you can. You know, we laugh about an armored car, but who knows? There might be an incident where that's needed. I can't dream of it, but it could happen.
After discussing some of the potential impacts of the resolution, the conversation shifted to process. Council members Abduz Mia and Tiffany Garriga asked for a delay on the vote until after a public hearing, which would give more members of the public an opportunity to voice their views. Councilmember Henry Haddad responds.
Tonight actually is not, in my humble opinion, the proper venue for everyone to be here. You don't have adequate time for us to air your questions.
Victor Mendolia, chair of the Hudson Democratic Committee.
I do think that this is a really good community conversation for us to be having. And just to correct one thing for Mr. Haddad, it is the appropriate time for us to be in this room about this issue because there is a resolution on your table. So
It's not up to you to tell the public.
And the discussion on process is abruptly ended when Councilmember Bart Delaney calls for a vote.
Mr. President, may I ask that we bring this to a vote, since there are those that are for it and there are those that are against it? We could be here all night doing it.
The vote commences.
Alderman Delaney?
Aye.
Donahue?
Teamwork is the name of the game in joining Columbia Green Shared Service Response Team. Aye.
Friedman.
Aye.
Garriga.
No.
Henry Haddad.
In the lieu of 4 months already elapsed, aye.
Nick Haddad.
Aye.
Keith.
No.
Mia.
It is a talk about the people. It is a talk about the fear. So I say no. That's not a way to work. Well, they cannot wait. Why not bring the resolution for 1 month?
Rector.
I abstain.
Ayes have 1,373. Resolution passes.
Afterwards, I caught up with Quentin Cross, organizer of the Staley B. Keith Social Justice Center.
What happened tonight is the city council, under a liberal democratic majority of Democrats, stifled the public comment and passed a resolution to allow for SWAT. The next step for the community is now. I think it's the community should mobilize, because in election year, it's time for all these seats are up. Every single one of them are up. So we need to get to work on that. And for Stella B. Keith is to just having community dialogue around what it means to have a militarized police force, what it means to be community, and how we can come together.
This is Michael Shimidas, reporting for the Prison Voices Project, WGXC 90.7 FM.